Beside the light, another surprise when you enter the house is the fact that all of its walls and vaults have frescoes. The other rooms forming the two apartments on the side also have frescoes. Palladio did not like decorations of this caliber. Painting is so striking and daring that it detracts from the architecture, as itself as a medium. Palladio decorates only the walls of the central rooms. He praises the extraordinary paintings by Battista Zelotti, marked by grooved iconic columns. This appreciation is mainly limited to the representation of other arts in the frescoes. Literature, represented holding a book, war, Bellona, which we can admire through the helmets over the doors that give access to the larger rectangular rooms, music and astronomy, particularly violas and sextants, over the doors that give access to the square rooms, and geometry, which is represented by signs on a table, and arithmetic, with the hand holding a set square over the doors that gives access to the smaller rooms. The decorative art that we can observe on all the walls, the vaults of the rooms, and the central room, was not done all at once. It was finished over a period of time and gives us a unique artistic quality, showing the different moments in family life that occurred in the house between 1557 and 1575. The decoration of the different rooms was started by an unmarried brother, Alvise. He summoned Battista Franco, a celebrated painter who at that time was working in the Palazzo Ducale, the Doge's palace. The decorating, which started in the larger eastern room, entering the porch at the left, would not be finished due to the death of the painter in 1561. Battista Franco did not complete the decoration of the square room, the one we see after passing through the Prometeo room. Alvise decided to complete the room in an iconographic theme, the fall of the giants, the same symbolism that Giulio Romano had already used in the square room of the magnificent suburban mansion called Palazzo Te. Palazzo Te was built by the family Gonzaga, who lived not far from Mantova. The decoration of the rooms, the one done as Bacchus, the god of wine, the other dedicated to Aurora, needed to underline the central agricultural ethos of the house. In the first part of the decoration, the choice of the iconography is taken from Ovidio's Metamorphoses. Then it becomes more autobiographic on the Foscari family. Once finished, the decoration of the smaller rooms were done by Bernardino India. At that time, he was the most accredited painter for grotesque, which is a type of decoration that the ancient people from which the Rinascimento period drew inspiration during the archaeological excavation of Nerone's Domus Aurea. The pretext for dealing with the decorations of these vaults was the arrival of the King of Poland, Henry III, at this house in Venice, which he visited in 1574. He was hosted at Ca' Foscari, Alvise's Venetian residence, which is now the seat of the University of Venice. The representation of the dinner that Philemon and Bauchi generally see offered to Jupiter, king of the gods, which we see painted over the large door that gives access to this room, is intended to evoke the hospitality that Alvise and Elisabetta Loredan, his wife, offered to the king of Poland, in Venice when they welcomed him to this house, making this the first stage of the triumphant journey that would lead him from Venice to Paris to receive the crown of King of France. The last effort of Battista Zelotti, the painter, who had been familiar with this architecture for over 20 years, was the decoration of the vault of the central hall, on which was depicted works that resembled the patterns of the new ceilings of the Ducal Palace. Among these paintings is the history of Astrea, the virtuous goddess who ascended to Olympus, leaving behind a world in which vices and selfishness are now spreading. And in Olympus, she joins her mother Teti, the goddess of eternal laws, who appears solemnly in the octagon. If all these frescoes do not still have those vivid and intense colors that they had when they were painted, it is because they all have suffered a series of tears, so-called strappo, right after the house was left by the Foscaris in the second decade of the 19th century. When this real pillage was completed, the walls were covered with a lime wash. Removing this layer of lime and the restoration of what remained of the original frescoes, the result of a patient restoration work that ended only in the 70s of the last centuries. The result of this work is remarkable, because it does not prevent the appreciation of the frescoes, and it reduces that conflict between the two media, architecture and painting, which Palladio tried to avoid with his designs.